Final Exam, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. There are so many birthday presents on the table. There are so many birthday presents on the table.
2. Hold the rope tightly, or you will fall off the horse. Hold the rope tightly, or you will fall off the horse.
3. Would you like to help your mum do some cooking? Would you like to help your mum do some cooking?
4.Jenny likes drawing pictures, and she wants to be an artist in the future. Jenny likes drawing pictures, and she wants to be an artist in the future.
5. The girl prefers listening to music on the sofa to going out on a cold night. The girl prefers listening to music on the sofa to going out on a cold night.
6. Nowadays, some students go to school by motorbike. Nowadays, some students go to school by motorbike.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。7. Angela is German.But she lives in Asia for most of the time.
No wonder she can speak Japanese and Chinese so well.
Question. What's Angela's nationality? Angela is German, but she lives in Asia for most of the time.
No wonder she can speak Japanese and Chinese so well.
Question. What's Angela's nationality?8. Yummy, yummy! The fish is so delicious, and the soup tastes nice too.
I like the chicken wings best.
Question. What is the boy's favorite dish? Yummy, yummy! The fish is so delicious, and the soup tastes nice too.
I like the chicken wings best.
Question. What is the boy's favorite dish?
9. Excuse me, is this shop open on Sundays?
Yes, of course.
What time does it usually open?
It usually opens at 10 during weekdays, but half an hour later on Saturdays and Sundays.
Question. When does the shop open at the weekend? Excuse me, is this shop open on Sundays?
Yes, of course.
What time does it usually open?
It usually opens at 10 during weekdays, but half an hour later on Saturdays and Sundays.
Question. When does the shop open at the weekend?
10. What are you doing, Peter?
I'm going over my lessons. We are going to have a test tomorrow.
Question. What's Peter doing now?What are you doing, Peter?
I'm going over my lessons. We are going to have a test tomorrow.
Question. What's Peter doing now?
11. Cherry, what is the best way for you to learn English grammar? By reading English novels or listening to the tape?
I learn English grammar by taking lots of notes.
Question. How does Cherry learn English grammar?Cherry, what is the best way for you to learn English grammar? By reading English novels or listening to the tape?
I learn English grammar by taking lots of notes.
Question. How does Cherry learn English grammar? 12. There are more sandstorms this year. We should plant more trees and cut down fewer trees.
I agree with you, or we will destroy ourselves in the end.
Question: What happened this year, according to the dialogue? There are more sandstorms this year. We should plant more trees and cut down fewer trees.
I agree with you, or we will destroy ourselves in the end.
Question: What happened this year, according to the dialogue?
Good morning. I've come over to say hello. My family has just moved into the house next door.
Great. Nice to meet you, Miss...
Call me Jones.
How do you do, Miss Jones?
Question: Why does Jones come to the man's house? Good morning. I've come over to say hello. My family has just moved into the house next door.
Great. Nice to meet you, Miss...
Call me Jones.
How do you do, Miss Jones?
Question: Why does Jones come to the man's house?
Would you please have dinner with me at Jinjiang restaurant tonight?
Oh, I'd love to, but I've already had dinner plans for tonight. Another time, perhaps?
Question: What does the woman mean? Would you please have dinner with me at Jinjiang restaurant tonight?
Oh, I'd love to, but I've already had dinner plans for tonight. Another time, perhaps?
Question: What does the woman mean? listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Learn English in Los Angeles. We provide summer English courses, which are the best you can find. You will enjoy coming to Los Angeles to learn about American culture and improve your English at the same time. The courses last for 4, 6, or 8 weeks. They start at the beginning of July and August. Our teachers are well-trained and very experienced. They teach English classes for 4 hours a day. You can choose between small groups of 2 or 3 or larger groups of up to 15. We provide weekly tests to see the progress you're making with your language skills of reading, writing, speaking, and listening. We also provide books and other materials. As well as learning English, we want you to experience life in the USA. You will live with an American family, and you take part in American life. You have meals with an American family, and do some activities with them too. For many of our students, this is the most interesting part of the course. Many families create friendships with the students, which last a long time. Of course, if you prefer, we can arrange hotel accommodation. Of course, there are many things to do in Los Angeles. Every day we have activities which take place after class. You can choose to take trips to Hollywood, Disneyland, or the famous beaches around LA. You can also go to various shopping centers, sports centers, movies, and concerts. There are also weekend visits organized to San Francisco and other places of interest in California. We try to give our students the best possible experience of English and life in the USA. Just ask our students. They say our summer English courses are fantastic. We hope that you'll enjoy a course with us too. If you're interested, please fill in our application form, where you will also find our list of prices. The course must be paid for 1 month before it begins. Learn English in Los Angeles. We provide summer English courses, which are the best you can find. You will enjoy coming to Los Angeles to learn about American culture and improve your English at the same time. The courses last for 4, 6, or 8 weeks. They start at the beginning of July and August. Our teachers are well-trained and very experienced. They teach English classes for 4 hours a day. You can choose between small groups of 2 or 3 or larger groups of up to 15. We provide weekly tests to see the progress you're making with your language skills of reading, writing, speaking, and listening. we also provide books and other materials. As well as learning English, we want you to experience life in the USA. You will live with an American family, and you take part in American life. You have meals with an American family, and do some activities with them too. For many of our students, this is the most interesting part of the course. Many families create friendships with the students, which last a long time. Of course, if you prefer, we can arrange hotel accommodation. Of course, there are many things to do in Los Angeles. Every day we have activities which take place after class. You can choose to take trips to Hollywood, Disneyland, or the famous beaches around LA. You can also go to various shopping centers, sports centers, movies, and concerts. There are also weekend visits organized to San Francisco and other places of interest in California. We try to give our students the best possible experience of English and life in the USA. Just ask our students. They say our summer English courses are fantastic. We hope that you'll enjoy a course with us too. If you're interested, please fill in our application form, where you will also find our list of prices. The course must be paid for 1 month before it begins. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Have you ever heard the Edinburgh Festival? It is an international arts festival. Every summer, visitors from all over the world travel to Edinburgh to enjoy the festival. It lasts for 3 exciting weeks and is full of international performances of opera, theatre, and dance. The creation and celebration of this festival dates back to 1947, just after the World War II. It was born to encourage, enrich, and to give new strength to cultural life in Europe. It was also created to improve international relationships among countries by bringing together the best European performers. The Edinburgh Festival is not only one big festival, as most people might think, but a group of small festivals happening at the same time in the capital of Scotland. They all have their own programs, and you will need different tickets to their own events. Last year, the best artists from China, India, Japan, Korea joined others from all parts of the world in a celebration of the Eastern culture. People enjoyed performances of the National Ballet of China and Seoul Philharmonic Orchestra and many more shows. Have you ever heard the Edinburgh Festival? It is an international arts festival. Every summer, visitors from all over the world travel to Edinburgh to enjoy the festival. It lasts for 3 exciting weeks and is full of international performances of opera, theatre, and dance. The creation and celebration of this festival dates back to 1947, just after the World War II. It was born to encourage, enrich, and to give new strength to cultural life in Europe. It was also created to improve international relationships among countries by bringing together the best European performers. The Edinburgh Festival is not only one big festival, as most people might think, but a group of small festivals happening at the same time in the capital of Scotland. They all have their own programs, and you will need different tickets to their own events. Last year, the best artists from China, India, Japan, Korea joined others from all parts of the world in a celebration of the Eastern culture. People enjoyed performances of the National Ballet of China and Seoul Philharmonic Orchestra and many more shows.